The Commerce Department reported today that the U.S. trade deficit has reached levels not seen in nearly 5 years, rising almost 10% in January to $48.5 billion. Of course, President Trump has made a pledge to reduce the deficit. Well, he's got a bigger challenge now. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. And Jason, you know, the question is whether or not we should work so hard to reduce that trade deficit. But first, let's explain trade deficit. We buy more from other countries. They buy from us. We import more than we export. What are we buying more and exporting less of to bring this jump between January and December?
Hi, Robin. Well, you summed it up well. In terms of what we're buying more of, it's mostly capital goods. We're talking about semiconductors, cell phones, automobiles, and oil. In fact, January's imports of cars and parts was the highest on record. Also, crude oil prices are up again, the highest since they've been since August, and our imports the highest since July of 2013. All of those things contributing. And then the other factor here is that we've had stronger growth here in the United States and stronger growth abroad. So there's just more trade in general happening. And with a firmer dollar, you know, the dollar rising, imports have gotten cheaper in the U.S. and our exports to other countries more expensive.
Well, in particular because they have tariffs and things that they put on them. So let's get to the debate, because it seems to be, as Donald Trump says, the deficit is bad for jobs because we're buying things from elsewhere, and that means our factories are closing. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro wrote in The Wall Street Journal this week, reducing the trade deficit will boost economic growth. But then you have economists like Michael Klein from Tufts. He says Trump has it all wrong. A trade deficit is an indicator of strength. So flesh out that debate.
Lord, yeah, lots of different viewpoints on this. And economists are warning against the assumption that simply cutting the trade deficits is going to boost growth in the U.S. Now, the argument that Mr. Navarro is making is that, and I'll quote him here, he says, you can't buy an air conditioner, much less pay your mortgage, if you get laid off because your job went offshore. Mm-hmm. So they're drawing a direct connection between this trade deficit and the idea that more manufacturing jobs need to come to the United States. And they're also pointing out, the administration's pointing out, that, you know, we do have a surplus when it comes to the service industry, but those are often low-paying jobs. So the administration's emphasis is we need to have more types of – more manufacturing and be just exporting more goods and making, as Trump keeps saying again and again, fair, you know, better deals with our trade partners.
Well, we know people who are kind of pointing to the trade deficit as something that isn't as big a problem say that it's basically other countries lending the U.S. money because we get things so inexpensively. And as to jobs, people should focus on maybe figuring out what are better jobs than the ones that have gone overseas. Meanwhile, what do you see? What do you see happening here? Just got a few seconds.
It's a really tough problem to fix. I mean, we haven't had an annual surplus since the mid-1970s. Last year, the gap reached over $500 billion. It's not going to be an overnight fix. And you know what? Our trade imbalance with China is over $309 billion.
Okay.
And trade war, you want to get a trade war, then you might be able to fix that, but it could be very dangerous.
Right. Well, we're going to pick this up continuously, looking at the trade deficit and what's to be done. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks for starting us off.
You bet. Thank you.